This is Drew Mackey, and you're listening to Singing Mountain. If you're listening to this on the day it went up, it is Friday. This is one of my Friday 30-minute episodes. I once again have run out of time to do a full episode, and so I'm going to ask you to settle for this. Longer, cooler, more thought-out episodes are on the way when I have a little bit of a breather. It's just been a busy few weeks for me. Today's episode is about Ark the Lad. I've had this on my to-do list for a while, mostly because my roommate would tell me about it. And I always thought this was a game that he played, but in doing research into the first three Ark the Lad games for the original PlayStation, I found out that they didn't actually come out in the United States. The only version of them we ever got was the Ark the Lad Collection, which made some changes to the original game. So even though I have very clear memories of reading about Ark the Lad in Die Hard Game Fan magazine back in the day and thinking it was this cool RPG that I wanted to experience and maybe would shortly, I wouldn't have, at least not the way it was initially advertised. This episode focuses on the first three games, Ark the Lad, which came out in 1995, Ark the Lad 2, which came out in 1986, and then Ark the Lad 3, which came out in 1999. These games were actually kind of a big deal back in the day. They were really popular in Japan, but never really got as much of a foothold in the United States because they weren't released here, probably a major factor in that. But there was an anime, there were spin-offs, there were sequels, and actually just last year there was a mobile game for iOS and Android called Ark the Lad R, so it hasn't really gone away. I don't really know anything about it. They're tactical RPGs, which means they're not quite what I was used to playing back in the day, but something I would eventually get used to playing as a result of other PlayStation titles like Final Fantasy Tactics. And based on my memory of how they looked on the pages of various video game magazines, the game looked pretty. I wanted to know who these characters were and what their whole, you know, deal is. The music for these three games is mostly the work of Masahiro Ando, although in the first two games he is credited alongside Hirotaka Izumi, and in the third one he is credited alongside Michiro Oshima. But these games have a definite sonic throughline, and I presume that is mostly him. That is what we're hearing. So, in listening to the music for these games, I have to say they sound very PlayStation 1, which is not a dig so much as it is an acknowledgement of how those games all sounded back in the day. I used to kind of hate it, and now I've come around to thinking that it has its own charm. And I think the soundtracks are actually pretty good, but what you're getting today isn't just a broad overview of the Ark the Lad soundtracks so much as just the battle themes. Again, I didn't play this game, so I don't know exactly how the battles might have been different from even other strategy RPGs, but the music's kind of wild. It doesn't sound like battle music, or even RPG battle music. If you did play the RPGs that we got in the United States back in this era, you'll notice that from track to track, it sounds like a racing game, or maybe a cinematic score, or poppy dance music. I was very surprised and kind of amused by how eclectic the battle music is. And maybe that's in part because I think a lot of RPG battle music kind of sounds similar, where it's very, you know, pulse pounding and driving and probably has some sort of rock sound to it. And that's all good. That's, you know, a trope of video game music, but sometimes I get a little bored with it. Masahiro Ando did not pay attention to that trope and just kind of went wild and did whatever he wanted. So you're going to hear 30 minutes of battle music that doesn't sound like battle music that I think is worth paying attention to. It makes for a neat little footnote in the history of RPG music at the very least. Hopefully next week will be a little less packed and you'll get a full episode. Still working on that thing I didn't do last week, but it'll all work out. Meanwhile, it's Friday. Relax and enjoy this music. We'll be right back. And that's it. If you have any questions about Ark the Lad, don't ask me because I don't know anything about it. But you can reach me at drewgmackie on Twitter, M-A-C-K-I-E, or at singmopod, S-A-N-G-M-O-P-O-D. You can listen to previous episodes of Singing Mountain at singingmountainpod.com. If you've been enjoying this podcast, please say something nice about it to a friend or possibly to the platform you get it on. For example, if you get this through the iTunes podcast app, give me a positive review there, 5 stars and some nice things to say. I will read it in a future episode. Singing Mountain is a Table Cakes podcast. You can learn more about Table Cakes at tablecakes.com. I'm going to leave you with one extra song, which is not a battle song, actually. Again, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about here, but it's Cheryl's theme from Ark the Lad 3. I don't know who Cheryl is, but I'm always kind of amused when characters in video games have names like the names my mom's friends have. And I think about like what a person in Japan thought a Cheryl would be like. And you're like, oh, it's kind of like a mom friend. But then knowing nothing about this character, I get to listen to her theme song. She has her own theme song and say like, who did they think she was? And this Cheryl actually sounds kind of cool, kind of maybe commanding, maybe a little bossy, maybe kind of a lot to deal with. I don't really know. Maybe she takes herself too seriously. That's what I'm going to take away from this. Am I right? Do you know who Cheryl is? You can tell me. Otherwise, enjoy this ending note, Cheryl's theme from Ark the Lad 3, and wonder what kind of person Cheryl was supposed to be. Maybe you'll never know. Mysteries are fun. That's it. Bye.
Table Cakes production.